健康、时尚、美食、出行，尽在衣食住行。
每周五晚9:30，请锁定 AM1150西雅图中文电台。
各位西雅图中文电台的听众朋友们，大家晚上好，欢迎收听本周的专家论坛。今天我们的节目嘉宾是来自于西雅图瑞典医院的中文医疗服务经理 Nelson。
Hi,
Nelson, welcome.
Thank you, Johnny.
然后今天我们的翻译是芷晴。
大家好。
Nelson 呢，虽然是中文医疗服务经理，但 Nelson 的 native language 是 Cantonese, so we have, 所以我们今天有翻译。那么 Swedish Hospital, 那么瑞典医院，so why do we call it Swedish Hospital?You know, we will ask, you know, Zhijing to translate the question first, and then you can answer, and then.
Okay. 所以那么为什么瑞典医院被命名为瑞典医院呢？
So, this is, since 1910, there's a person from Swedish, his name called Dr. Nils, Jonasson. So, he came to Seattle, and then he found out that, quickly to discover, The Seattle has no medical system that on his standard quality care. That's why he start to doing the hospital service there.
那么在1910年呢，有一名瑞典的 Dr. Jonasson 来到了西雅图，然后发现在西雅图那个年代并没有任何一个其他医院有他所想象的那样很高的医疗质量和病患安全的体验。
那么我们知道，就瑞典医院呢，在西雅图地区非常有名气，然后我个人，然后我的家人都在瑞典医院就医。那么我想知道这个 Nelson， 你负责的部门的主要职责是什么 ？So I want to know, Nelson, what is your main responsibility？ For your department,
yep.
you can answer. Because I asked the question in Chinese first.
Okay. So as I program is the health navigation to help the people to understand what we need to do to prepare for the medical visit, also finding the doctor or nurse who speak the language, schedule the appointment, understand the complicated document. When you visit the clinic, and also follow up with you, the patient about what is the important healthcare appointment. Finally, I can answer some general question about the insurance and billing issue.
那么瑞典医院的中文医疗服务团队呢，能够协助病人完成就诊准备，作为一个向导，同时呢，也能帮助病患找到说中文的医生或者护士。能够安排就诊预约，安排翻译服务，帮助病人理解就诊相关文件，跟进病人的重要就诊预约，以及解答一般医疗结算的问题。
Good. So based on your experience, you know, so far, so is the Chinese population here in Seattle area, you know, got increased a lot recently?
根据您的经验，那么大西雅图地区的华人最近就是群体的数目是增加了很多吗？
Yes, this is increased a lot in these couple of years.
是的，最近几年增加了很多。
As we know, you know, I think it's required by law that, you know, for the, you know, no matter what kind of language you speak, if you go to a hospital, the hospital should provide interpreter for you. Is that by law?
Yes, by law. So a lot of people, when they go into a hospital, they will say, oh, I need to look in for my family member or friends who speak the English to go into the hospital to do the interpretation. Actually, not only Swedish, other medical system should provide an interpretation service for different language.
那么 Johnny 刚刚问了是否法律有要求说所有的医院即便是病人不说英文，那么也应该能提供对应的翻译服务。那么 Nelson 回答说是的，可能有些非英语 说英文的这个病患，他们可能会想说啊，我是不是应该找一些会说英语的家人或者朋友来帮忙翻译？但其实这并不是必要的，因为法律上有要求，所有的医院呢，不只是瑞典医院，他们都必须给不能说英文的病患呢提供相对应的翻译服务。
But, you know, aside from the language barrier, I think you know language barrier is easier. I think most of the hospital has you know based on that law requirement also the service.Provided you know, for interpreter, you know, the language barrier is easy to solve. I think the bigger barrier is the, you know, medical system difference between, you know, different cultures.
Yes.
And so your department pretty much help with that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 那么不光是语言上的障碍，可能语言上的障碍相对来说是更容易被解决的，因为法律有要求提供相对应的翻译服务。可能更多的障碍是关于中西方不同的医疗系统的障碍。那么您的向导团队是帮助解决这个问题的。
You know, as far as I know, you know, when I start looking for medical advice or want to try to see a doctor, I notice there's a huge difference. You know, for example, when we're in China.When we go to hospital, we just go there, and then we stand, we stand in line.
Mm-hmm.
We trying to get registration, and then we wait for in a line for a doctor. We probably, you know, even though we need to wait for a long time,
yes,
pretty much we can see a doctor on the same day.
And also, I understand that in China, you may to be your own referral. You want to see specialty, or
right.
I feel my head have an issue, so I want to see the specialty for the brain or for the heart, you do your own. However, in U.S., actually, you need to, especially we have an insurance company involved, most of the time you need to get a referral from the first step at family doctor. But most of the people, they won't have the family doctor at first. So when they need to see a doctor, then it's always complicated.When we're telling them, oh, actually, you don't have a referral, you need to find a family doctor, then the schedule is maybe 2 weeks later. After 2 weeks, you see the family doctor and doctor refer to the specialty, it's maybe another week or 2 weeks. If you can wait for 2 to 4 weeks, the health situation, sometimes they say, oh, I'm no painful at all. So I'm okay now again. So no. It's always delayed. Yeah.
Yeah.那么张妮刚刚说是一般在中国的话看病总是你直接去到医院然后在那里排队挂号不管怎么样呢总是能看到最后能看到医生有的时候可能需要等很久然后 Nelson 刚刚补充了说那么在美国呢因为有保险公司的这个参与进来所以很多时候尤其是当你想看专科医生的时候你需要你的家庭医生的这个导诊你没有办法自己直接去挂专科医生的号那么很多时候你给你的家庭医生想预约一下那么就可能需要2周等到家庭医生再帮你转诊到这个具体的专科医生的时候可能还要继续2周那么4周之后病患的这个具体的症状可能到时候就已经有很大的变化了所以这个时间过程是等待过程是很漫长的。
So family doctor, so is it the same as...Primary doctor?
Yes.
Same primary doctor. So you know, we always got confused by the name of family doctor. It looks like, you have a doctor in your family.
Mm-hmm.
So how, you know, when the patient, you know, should the, for example, when someone moved here, like new immigrants, even they're not really sick or they're not sick, should they look for family doctor first?
Yes.
How, because sometimes, I was saying,I haven't really go to the hospital to see a doctor for almost 10 years. So if I establish a family doctor but never see him or her
so
for 10 years, will he or she still be my family doctor?
Yes. So most of the time when the new immigrant coming to Seattle, coming to United States, they are not, they may need to buy the insurance first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when they have an insurance, they pay...or even the government provider, that's the benefit is already have is medical. So they should looking for the family doctor first and to do the physical exam annually to do the prevention. At the time, the doctor, the family doctor will be based on the patient health condition and the age to recommend different treatment or the physical exam.
那么张妮刚刚提到说，很多来美国的新移民可能对这个美国的家庭医生或者也叫做基层医生，他这个概念不是很确定。那么像张妮具体个人呢，就是他已经十年之内都没有看过任何家庭医生了，但是家庭医生就是会，即便是你可能没有去看他，但他还是会是你的家庭医生。那么 Nelson 他刚刚建议了说，新移民在到美国之后呢，第一件事情先做的应该是去购买医疗保险，因为很多像预防性的一些医疗检测呀，以及家庭医生这种就诊呢，保险是会帮你覆盖的，帮你付款。那么当你去看家庭医生的时候，他会给你做一些年度的这种身体检查，然后根据你检查所反映的各项的指标，那么医生会给你推荐，以及根据病人年龄会给病人推荐相对应的这种可能的需要的治疗等等。
So in that case, you know, so no matter you are sick or not, you know, you should find a family doctor when you move to a new place.
And then to do the annual physical exam.
嗯哼。So, yeah.
那么所以其实结论就是，不管你感觉是不是有没有生病，当你搬到一个新的地方的时候，第一件事其实应该是去见一下家庭医生，做一个检查，看看自己的身体状况。
嗯哼。So I should go, see my doctor pretty soon, right?
You should.
那么我也应该是去赶紧看一下家庭医生了。
Even though I feel I'm really healthy right now.
尽管自己感觉很健康。
So, so this is one of, I think, I was talking to you, one of the funny story, I think, because I haven't seen any doctor for 10 years, but I'm feeling healthy, I should, go see a doctor. So, based on your experience, any other kind of fun or funny story you saw because of the system difference or the culture difference?
So, funny story, like I have a patient, the family actually called me and asking, please Nelson, Mr. Tang, can you help me to tell my husband to go to do the colon cancer screening? The doctor was recommending him for 4 years, 4 to 5 years, but he's still rejecting, even though his family, the son telling him, please go into, he rejecting because he's scared. He told me, I asking him why he refusing, he's scared about death. He thought this is, when go to the hospital, it's the last stop for him of his life. So if he going there, he won't be able to come back to see their family. So he rejecting. But I told him, well, this is actually totally opposite side. When you do the screening, actually, you even not step on the, you are on the train, but it's not the last stop. We try to prolong your station, take longer away. And the family, because they love you, want you to taking care your health, you should love your family to let them know, oh, you're healthy, you'll be able to take the train with them for their life. So this is one of the story, yeah.
对，那么 Johnny 刚刚让 Nelson 去来分享，大家分享一下他遇见的这种很有意思的故事啊。那 Nelson 刚刚讲了说，有一个病人的妻子给他打电话说，这个邓先生能不能帮我劝我的老公？那他医生让他去做直肠癌的检查已经有4年了，但是他一直是拒绝的。不管我们怎么劝，我的儿子怎么劝都没有用。那么Nelson 就去跟这位病患谈了一下，然后病人就是说，你看他最大的这个恐惧呢，就是如果我一旦去了医院做了检查，那么我的生命基本上就是就此终结了，我就可能再也出不来，再也见不到我的家人了。那么但其实并不是这样，其实做一些预期就是前期的这种预防的检测呢，是可以帮助他能够跟他的家人能够共享更长一段时间的时光，这样子也是对他自己以及对他的他的家庭负责。
And also I want to share my another stories myself.
Mm-hmm.
And So for when I first come to the United States, I get a stomach sick. So I am calling the ambulance and go to the hospital and wait for a hospital for about 5 hours, 4 to 5 hours, and nobody taking care of me. Mm-hmm. And finally, I just talk to the doctor, say I'm fine, I go home. However, my billing still $1,000 plus the emergency, the ambulance charge. So I told myself, oh, I'm never going to hospital again. I think this is most of the people, they think about that way. Because I think is after I working here, I know actually I go into the wrong system. I shouldn't go to emergency room. I should go into urgent care. So it's happened for me for this year, Chinese New Year. The second day, my son come to my bed at the early morning at 6 a.m. want to say Happy New Year to me. He jumped on my bed and he didn't recognize I have a dog on my bed. So my dog bite him and he got the bleeding on his face. So I even live close to Swedish First Hill, an emergency room, just for 15 minutes. I rather than drive to there, I drove to the 40 minutes to the urgent care, Redmond, urgent care, Swedish. So that they taking care of me for 15 minutes. After that, I still able to have a early breakfast with my family after that. So this is the story to tell people, yes, in the right situation to going to the right place. Yeah.
那么 Nelson 又跟大家分享了跟他自己的故事，就是他在刚刚到美国的时候，他最开始有一次感觉有点肠胃不是很舒服，那么他当时就去了急诊室，叫了一个救护车去了急诊室，结果到了急诊室，因为他的这个问题不是一种生命攸关的问题，所以他被医生晾在了旁边5个小时都没有人来看他，啊，到最后他就跟医生说，那我现在感觉没事了，我好了，我就走了，结果拿到手之后，医院的账单还是1000多块钱，因为有急诊室以及救护车的费用。那么后来有一次也是他的儿子在新年的时候也是不小心受了伤，那么他尽管他们当时住的在离这个 Swedish 瑞典医院的急诊室很近，但他还是选择了开了40分钟去了 Redmond 的一家这种紧急救治的中心，去那里，然后他的儿子呢得到了非常及时的治疗，大概15分钟就已经完全包扎好了。那么Nelson 想跟大家分享的就是知道该什么时候去选择什么样的这种中心就诊，其实很多时候是可以帮助我们省了很多时间和金钱的。
嗯哼。So, thank you Nelson for sharing that story. I thought, you know, I was thought, you know, ER and urgent care.You know, are the same service. So they are actually different.
They're different. Emergency room is more taking care, the priority is taking death or life situation. So for my my first story is my stomach sick, but I don't have death or life issues, so I'm not the priority. But at that time, there's nobody telling me the situation. I just fearing there's no doctor to try to taking care of me, so I don't know that. But right now,I know the situation, and that's why I share my story to tell people. Not all the time when you feel you need the medical system, medical service, the first way is going to emergency room.
对，那么张宁刚刚说，急诊和这种紧急治疗其实是两个不同的概念，就 urgent care center 和 ER 这两个是不同的东西。那么Nelson 也说，确实是因为在急诊里面，其实它是更多的是救治那些，他们的首要任务是救治那些有这种生命危险的病患。那么如果你并没有这种生命危险，然后你来到了急诊室，他们可能就会把你放在非常这个不紧要的这个位置，让你等很久。但是呢 urgent care 相对来说一般都会帮助你处理一些这种并没有生命危险，但是却你又觉得很紧急的这种问题。
嗯，那我们现在进一下广告，广告回来之后我们继续跟 Nelson 聊天。
声声有情，
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com。
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
哎呀，忘带钱包了，咖啡你来买可以吗？
当然可以。嘿，你听说我们2019年要加薪了吗？
没有，真的吗？
是啊，1月1号开始，华盛顿的最低工资标准涨到每小时$12了，农场工作也包括在内。拨打866-219-7321，就可以向 LNI 了解更多信息。
我现在就打电话，866-219-7321。对了，下次我来买咖啡哦。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
各位西雅图中文电台的听众朋友们，大家晚上好，欢迎回到我们今天的专家论坛。我是主持人刘震，今天我们的节目嘉宾是瑞典医院的中文医疗服务经理 Nelson， 今天我们的节目翻译是芷晴。我们刚才呢跟 Nelson 聊到了这个美国这个医疗系统的一个差别刚才我们聊到就是如果你是一个新移民到了一个新的城市新的地方，你应该做的事情是首先要去找一个 family doctor， 然后呢如果有可能的话呢跟 family doctor 去预约一个体检。然后而且我们刚才还讲到了那个就是 ER 就是急诊室跟 urgent care 就是紧急治疗的这个区别。那么我们就是说所以你到了就是因为这个医疗体系是很不一样的，在中国只要有医院我们就觉得病了我们就去医院就好了。那么在美国有很多有诊所有这个医院，然后好像有很多不同的体系。那么你作为一个新的移民来讲，他到了这个新的地方的时候是非常就是有点晕啊，有点晕菜，应该怎么办？所以他们应该怎么来找一个 family doctor？ So how should we find a family doctor? Should they contact you to do that if you want to find a family doctor as Swedish?
Yes, actually, even Swedish have a family doctor and also Seattle local have another a private family doctor they can choose also can do that too. If they don't know, they can looking for me. So first thing, as I say, they should have an insurance and they should buy the right insurance. A lot of people, Asian, they say, oh, I don't need that service. I'm young. Just give me the cheapest one. But at the time when they see the doctor or specialty, a lot of time the coverage or deductible is even high or not coverage, and that effect to their medical treatment. Sometimes they will reject to see the doctor because the high premium. So they need to get the right insurance and get a family doctor. If they don't know, they can looking for me.
对，那么 Nelson 刚刚讲说在你可以在 Swedish瑞典医院找家庭医生，以及西雅图的一些其他医院，他们也都有这种服务。但是呢，如果这个新移民不知道该如何从何入手呢，那么可以去联系 Nelson。那么首先最要紧的就是买保险，而且要买对保险。很多人呢，他们就会因为尤其是年轻人可能身体比较健康，就他们会选择更便宜一点的保险。那么相对便宜的保险呢，可能有的时候没有足够的这种保额以及足够的这种 可以帮助你负担的这种不同的医疗服务。那么所以有的时候看医生，看家庭医生，可能就会造成很高额的费用。由此原因呢，导致可能有些人会拒绝某些可能很紧急的医疗服务。
So how can they get contact with you?
So the easy way, they can add me on WeChat. My WeChat number is SW425240811.
那么他们可以怎样联系你呢？那 Nelson 说他可以他可以支持 WeChat。
他的 WeChat 是我们让 Nelson 为我们来写下来，因为刚刚就是念出来还是有点难哈。
好，他的 WeChat 是 SW425240811。SW425240811.
So is that, you know, a Swedish phone number?
That's my Swedish cell phone number.
Okay, so yeah, that's good to know. It's also Nelson's Swedish, you know, working cell phone number.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Nelson the Swedish 的工作手机电话。
They can also call you on that.
Yes. I suggest they using WeChat to contact me, because sometimes when I doing the outreach,I'm not able to answer the call immediately. By WeChat, actually, they can write down their question, so anytime I can review it and check it. Yeah.
Nelson 建议大家，如果想联系他的话，尽量优先使用 WeChat, 因为很多时候他可能在会议中没有办法及时的回复，如果是电话的话。那么 WeChat 呢，可以患者可以先把这个问题发给 Nelson, 那么回头他会尽快的给大家答复。
And also, I want to remind, if this is emergency situation, please don't call me. Call 911.
对，如果是一个非常紧急的情况呢，不要给他打电话，直接给911打电话。
Yeah, thank you, Nelson. So you were talking about the insurance, and then you said, you know, we should buy the right insurance. And how can we tell? How can we choose?
Well, actually, this is, I would suggest is, talk to the insurance agent, because this is really depends on the patient financial situation or family situation. So a lot of people, when they looking for medical service, the first question they are not asking about the medical issue, they're asking about how much. And actually, I'm not able to tell them, because different insurance have different package. Even we have the same package, but deductible may be different. Your health condition...is different from what I have, so the medical coverage will be different. So always when they have a decision to doing a treatment, the first thing is call the insurance agent or insurance company to see what's the coverage, the status you are in, and then for the treatment.
那么张妮刚刚问如何该选择一个正确的保险，那 Nelson达到说买保险的时候就建议大家先去跟一个保险代理人聊一下，根据患者的个人情况、家庭情况来决定购买最合适的保险。因为很多时候Nelson 会受到一些问题，就比如说在接受一个这个医疗服务之前呢，患者可能会问那这个会多少钱。那么作为 Nelson 他并不能回答这个问题，因为这个价钱呢完全是根据不同的保险公司、不同的这种保险的这个 package 所决定的。那么非常就是因人而异，所以其实很多时候在接受医疗服务之前，先给保险代理人打一个电话，咨询一下这个项目是否包括在保险内，其实这是非常有必要的。
That's very useful. So we know you're right now working for Swedish Hospital. So are you a medical doctor?
No, actually I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not able to have any medical suggestion for us, yeah, for you guys, yeah.
那么Johnny 刚问 Nelson 是不是一名医生，那 Nelson 说的自己并不是医生，所以并不能给大家任何这个医疗方面的官方建议。
And actually, a lot of people call me is a Dr. Tan. Yeah, when they call on WeChat asking me, I keep telling them I'm not a doctor.
很多患者在联系WeChat 上联系他的时候，都管他叫这个郑医生。那么他需要向他们解释，他其实并不是一名医生。
So what's your background then?
那么你的背景是什么？
So my background actually, I come from Hong Kong to study at 1996. So during that time, after I study human resources and marketing, and after graduate, actually, I am working at a non-profit organization called Chinese Information and Service Center to do the human resources and office management. After that, I transferred to another organization called NAPCA, which help people to looking for job, people who are over 55, lower income, and no job experience, to help them to looking for the job training. Then I'm working at Swedish.
那么 Nelson 刚刚介绍一下他的这个背景，他是从1996年从香港来到美国学习营销以及人力资源管理。那么他先加入了一个非盈利性组织叫中国信息服务中心，是针对着这些中国新移民的一个非盈利性的这个服务。那么他也是在做人力资源以及管理。那么后来呢，他又加入了NAPCA， 是国家亚太老年服务中心。那么这个服务中心呢，也是一个非营利性组织，或它是帮助那些大于55岁的没有收入、没有这个工作经验的人，给他们提供这种工作的这种培训服务。那么后来呢，他又来到了瑞典医院，加入瑞典医院。
So Nelson just revealed your age.You came over here for school in 1996. We can calculate.
Yes. Nelson 刚刚暴露了他的年龄啊，1996年来这边上学。
So you know, pretty much you've been working for non-profits and for bridging people, right? For the services, pretty much is helping people, and then through overcome the culture and also language barrier.
Yes, this is my job. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 对，那么 Nelson 花了很多这个很多时间和努力来帮助来在非营利性组织里工作，然后来帮助不同文化背景的人更好的能够融入这个新环境。
So you know, during you know this you know three different jobs, you know this many years of your service.So what is the most difficult part of your job?
那么在这些你过去的这些经历中，最困难的一部分，工作最困难的一部分是什么呢？
I think most challenge is the culture. Yeah, try to let people know about the Western culture and the Asian the culture. What'sHow to let them to understand how come the Western culture is like that way, not the Asian way. It takes time. Special for my old job is working with more is elderly. So for their age, is they older than me, they will be, sometimes they will listening to me. Sometimes they will thought, oh, I already in that age. Why I need to be changing to be another way?So I need to spend time more, be patient to tell them, hey, when you're in the United States, in Western, you should be learning in the way, what way now we are. So that is a challenge.
那么 Nelson 说他在工作上最大的挑战其实更多是从文化不同的文化背景上来的。那么很多这个新移民，尤其是年纪比较大的这个老人，他们在来到西方社会之后呢，可能不太习惯，就不太理解为什么这种西方的医疗体系和这个中国传统的医疗体系差了这么多。那么他有的时候可能尤其是在当Nelson 跟年纪比他大一点的人患者交谈的时候，他可能会不太愿意想做自己做出改变来适应这种西方的体系。但因为如果能想得到最合适的这种医疗服务，其实能够尽快的去接受以及去理解融入这个西方的医疗体系是非常必要的。
为纪念我们的祖先，在清明节来临之际，我们邀请您在3月23日以及4月5日参加在西雅图地区的 Evergreen Washelli Cemetery， 以及3月23日和4月6日 分别在贝尔维尤市落日山纪念公园以及在兰顿市的绿幕纪念公园举行的清明节庆祝活动。请致电206-539-1747，206-539-1747，或者访问网站清明 seattle.com， 也就是 chingming seattle.com。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供自500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵，尽在中国海景大酒楼。China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688，206-286-1688。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐。东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
各位西雅图中文电台的听众朋友们，各位晚上好，欢迎回到我们今天的专家论坛，我是主持人刘震。今天我们的节目嘉宾是来自于瑞典医院的中文医疗服务经理 Nilsson， 然后今天我们的节目翻译是芷晴。那么刚才我们跟 Nilsson 在探讨一些中美医疗之间的差别，以及 Nilsson 遇到的最大挑战。刚 Nilsson 说呢，其实很大的挑战是来自于这个文化和习惯。那么 Nilsson 的建议是我们到了这儿，我们就最好是入乡随俗。So Nilsson, still based on experience so far, and what kind of disease right now, you know, recently, you know, should people reading, you know, to look for to prevent right now?
So right now, actually, we, for Asian, for Chinese, most is the lung cancer, heart disease, and right now we focus on the liver, because liver actually is not the organ. When they feel pain, actually, sometimes you need to take care, by the way. A lot of people get the liver cancer, they don't know until the last stage. And some people, even eating healthy, living healthy, don't smoke, don't drink, they still get the liver cancer. The reason is sometimes right now we're eating really well, we maybe have a fatty liver, we don't know, and that's why cause the liver cancer. And also the stress or not enough sleep, is also can cause the liver cancer. And those things, sometimes, as I say, Asian, they don't have time to do the physical exam or what, then they will be skip the chance to early taking care of themselves.
那么Johnny刚刚问说，那么最近在这个亚裔以及这个中国人的群体里面有哪些疾病是病发率还比较高，需要我们去提前注意的。那么 Nelson 说，其实在华人群体当中呢，癌症相对来说比较少，反而是这种心血管疾病可能会稍微多一点。那么最近呢，他看到的比较多的是这种肝癌。那么这肝癌的原因呢，其实有些人他们可能比如说吃得很健康，生活相对来说比较健康，不抽烟不喝酒，但是这个癌症的风险呢，其实可能还是会有的。因为肝癌是一种，如果你感受到了疼痛，感受到了症状，那么其实已经算是这个病症呢比末期了，那个时候再采取措施可能会稍显太晚了。那么尤其是像在现在大家的这个很多华人的这个饮食习惯变得营养非常的过剩，那么这个可能会引起脂肪肝。那么脂肪肝如果要是不做出这种提前的早期预防措施的话呢，有可能愈演愈烈，那可能会最后影响导致肝癌。所以提前的这种检查筛查是很必要的。
So, you know, You've been doing this, you know, for almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the popular wrong question?
Popular wrong question?
Yeah, this is a question I shouldn't ask you, or it's just wrong. You know?
What insurance is good? What insurance plan is good? How much is the surgery or the treatment? So those things, as I already say, I cannot answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm.
那么 Nelson 已经在这个行业大概两年了。刚刚张妮问他说，他收到的这种，不应该就最不应该问他的问题都有什么？比较多常见的问题有什么？然后 Nelson 刚说，比如说像，我应该用什么保险，以及这个手术或者这个会诊多少钱？这些问题是他没有办法回答的。
Yes, I think I just I asked the wrong question. You know, before, right? What's the right insurance?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think this is good to know, and so that, we don't, for our audience who has this kind of question, we don't go to Nelson for this kind of question. So, but, that being said, what's the right question?
Actually, those questions, when they ask me, I only can say, I don't know the answer. However, I can let them know, hey, you should looking for the, I can suggest that's the right person, right resources, you can find it. So, because the wrong question is, I cannot answer it, that's why it's wrong. But I can provide the information to let them know where's the resources they can find out.
Mm-hmm.
Great. 对，那么 Nelson 是刚刚纠正一下说，其实那些问题并不是错误的问题，因为虽然他不能为这些问题提供一个非常直接的答案，但是他还是可以告诉病人说应该去哪里找到这种可以回答他们问题的人以及资源。所以很多时候它是起到这个向导的作用。
Mm-hmm. So I guess my next question should be, what's the right question that you can provide answer, based on your knowledge.
嗯、mm-hmm. 那么所以应该问你的就是正确的你能给出答案的问题是什么呢？
嗯、for example, yes, so I don't have family doctor. Where should I looking for? And if I'm looking for specialty, what's the procedure?Yeah, so those things I'm able to let them know, even when they have a billing issue. So I don't know the direct answer, but I can find the right department to let them know, oh, this is the why they're charging like this and what's happened. And then they will be easy to go through. Sometimes when they don't know how to call the department and sometimes it's waiting or the language issue, they miss the chance, but I able to help them.To find the right answer.
嗯，像问题是比如，比如说我没有家庭医生，我怎么样才能开始找到一个家庭医生？或者是，我可能要开始做一个手术，那么这个正确的流程是该怎样进行？或者是如果患者有一些关于医疗账单这种账务的问题 ，Nelson 也可以帮忙，去把他们引导到这个合理的这个合理的工作人员来解答这些问题，因为有的时候可能会，如果患者直接打电话，可能一时找不到号码，或者是打电话的时候有语言障碍，或者是这个繁忙，他可能没有办法得到及时的帮助。这个时候 ，Nelson 可以来帮助患者解决这个问题。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，So we know the right questions to ask. So again, I want to tell our audience again. This is how you can get in touch with Nelson.你可以跟 Nelson 呢取得联系呢，是通过最好是通过微信的方式。我再来强调一下，是他的 Nelson 的微信是 SW， stand for Swedish SW， 然后4524088111，SW 4524088111。因为这个不是一个广告啊，因为我们特别强调，因为 Nelson 提供的这个是个 non-profit 的医院医疗的帮助服务，所以我们在节目上就特别强调一下。
And also my service actually is no charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just provide the information. I'm working Swedish. They let me to educate the patient, educate the community is how to get the right service. Mm-hmm.
对 ,Nelson 提供的服务也是不收费的，因为他的首要的职务是帮助教育这个新移民群体如何才能在一个陌生的土地上找到最正确的这种医疗资源。受到这个最好的医疗服务。
Mm-hmm. So we're about to end our show in a few minutes, and then I ask a lot of questions. So what is the most information that you want to share with the Chinese community here. So I want to, you know, give you a few minutes to talk about that.
Thank you, Johnny. Uh-huh. So as I already say that Chinese, as we new immigrant here, the best is looking for a family doctor first. Forever what? Family doctor is the first step to get into the medical service if in case you need it. At the time when you need it, if you don't have it, it takes longer time to looking for the service. So family doctor, and then if you need any specialty, let the family doctor know. And family doctor will be doing the referral. And if you have any question about the doctor treatment, please don't be shy. Just ask her why I need to get in that treatment or why I need to have that medication. Even the medication, you may not be able to afford it. Doctor sometimes doesn't know the pricing. Let them know, do you have any replacement substitute for the prescription? Maybe formula or get the formula prescription will be cheaper. So let the doctor know. Don't be shy.
那么节目最后呢 ，Nelson 想向听众朋友们，就是最后分享一下他的这个最正确的这种就诊方式啊，就是当你在无论你觉得自己健康与否呢，你都应该提前找到一个家庭医生，那么做一些定期的检查，因为有的时候如果你真的开始感到身体不适的话，再找家庭医生可能就需要等待很长的时间。那么找到家庭医生呢，就是如果你需要看一些专科医生的话，让家庭医生来为你进行这个导诊。如果同时呢，如果你对家庭医生的这个诊断啊以及开的处方有任何问题的话，不要犹豫，可以就是随意的问家庭医生问题，问他为什么要给你这项治疗以及为什么要给你开这种药。那么如果你觉得这个药呢在你的这个能负担的范围之外呢，你也不要犹豫，请向家庭医生说出你的这种担忧，那么问问他可不可以给你找到一些更价格更合理的这种处方药。这些都是大家都可以去做的。
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So again, 再次强调一下，就是说 ，Nelson 呢，虽然Nelson 的这个母语是广东话，所以任何一个所以但是呢 ，Nelson 还是可以听得懂。
我可以说一点点普通话，有的时候其实说的不太好。
Okay. It's good enough.所以就是我们无论是讲广东话的听众还是讲这个普通话的听众，如果说对于医疗对于在美国就医啊，尤其新移民这些我们的新移民们，如果说对美国就医有任何的疑问，包括对流程上有任何疑问，都可以跟 Nelson 啊 ，Nelson 的中文名是邓冠仁，邓经理取得联系。然后呢，他的这个微信最好的方式通过微信，因为有的时候 Nelson 会在这个有 event 有会议啊，有这个不同的宣传，他未必能够及时回掉电话，但是微信是最好的方式。所以再次强调 Nelson 的微信是 SW4252408811。
对，好，谢谢你 Johnny。谢谢你，
非常今天非常感谢这个 Nelson 来上我们的节目，也非常感谢芷晴的翻译。我们下次再见。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有501(c)(3) 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。